welcome each and every individual to the Vision Project and Mastermind Seminars. Hi, my name is Mark Forsman, President of Synergy Solutions. I'll be your executive coach for today's group coaching session. If you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. If you're overseas, you can feel free to call our U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. All right, let's dive in. We've got a smaller group today. Because of sickness, it looks like a number of individuals are out due to that. But we do have myself and Gregory. Anyone else join us? I think it's you and I today, Gregory, the skeleton crew.
Oh, boy.
All right, so let's go ahead and get the most out of this. Is there anything, any questions that you have or anything you'd like to accomplish specifically today?
Well, I wasn't able to make the last few calls, so, well, I made the last one, but not the ones before that. So maybe, if there's no one else, I don't want to bog anybody down, maybe a little review on some of the stuff that was covered.
Cool. Who else has joined us?
That's Kevin. I'm sorry,
hey,
I'm a little
Kevin,
under the weather.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Good. A little bit under the weather, but I'm good.
And there you go. Yeah, we got quite a bit of sickness. Katrina, she is not doing well, and Mark is sick, too, so he had emailed and apologized, and Katrina apologized. And so both of them are out due to sickness, and so we have Gregory, Kevin, and Mark here today. Okay, so yeah, we can give you a catch up. This is going to be a very powerful session, because I think we're going to address some core things and do some learning. Kevin, before we dive into some of those things, is there anything specific you would like to accomplish?
I just want to see what our next steps are going to be between now and when we actually have our lunch and learn.
All right. I've got some new technology and computers over here on my side, and so we're not able to go in. They worked on it last couple days, and they've got the new technology up, but doesn't have all my systems on it, so we're not able to see the screen today. But visually, most of you would remember the 530 grid, and so essentially, what we need to do, Kevin, is we need to market like crazy. We need to do pre-sales like crazy, and we need to go ahead and sell like crazy to get the butts in the seats. And so that's the hardest part of any event, is getting the butts in the seats. The benefit is that there's some pretty cool people that are involved in the core group. So even if it was just the core group that attended, and maybe each one of them brought one person, well, we'd have 10, 15, 20 people, and it would be a lot of fun. It's interesting, Tom Koontz, most of you know, he's past president of Century 21. And one of the things that impresses me about Tom is, you know, he and I have spoken all over the country together. And there's, you know, sometimes at an event that a whole bunch of people show up. Then other times, there's only, you know, one or two. I think there's been a couple times that it's just been Tom and I. And in most situations, you feel bad as an event organizer when you don't get the people to show up that you want to show up. What's weird about it with Tom is I've never felt bad. Because if it's just Tom and I, like the Monday 7 a.m., that's been going on for over 7 years now. And it's interesting because there's sometimes where there's 10, 15, 20 people on, and then sometimes there's just Tom and I. And when it's just Tom and I, he and I actually in many ways enjoy it more than if there's more people. There's no plan when he and I get together. We just get together and we just start talking about stuff. And so the core group, if you get the right core group, even if nobody does anything else than the core group getting together once a month, everybody walks away and says, in a way, it's you'll be more effective in the short term if you get together with just the core group than if you get a bunch of other people, because if you have an extra 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 people, then the core group really kicks into the mode of bringing value to every new person who attends. So when a new person attends, you know, they're like a baby, and they get all the attention. It's all about them. It's not about bringing value to the group. It's not about, it's all about the new person to them. And so having intentionality to say, if somebody's new, they need to say, they need to walk away from that event saying, somebody cared. I made some really interesting new connections. It was a lot of fun, and I learned a lot. Yeah, not a question in the world, I'm coming back next month. And so that's very important to build that into, you know, into the core. Any questions on that from you guys?
Mark, it sounds like a win-win either way.
It really is. I mean, it really is, because you start, and I think with Tom, it's like, you know, it's seriously like two little boys. You know, I can't wait till we go ahead and have Tom come out and, you know, invite him as a guest to our event. You guys will just really like him. He's a lot of fun over the phone, but in person, he's a riot. And so Tom and I we're like two little boys, and we always play together really nice. It's like, what about this, Tom? What about this? And so we can talk about, you know, kids. We can talk about our spouses, marriage. We can talk about grandkids. We can talk about, you know, real estate. We can talk about mortgage. We can talk about business. We can talk politics. We can talk education. We can talk veterans. I mean, we have all these different things that we can talk about. And so it is, it's very, very powerful. And so I think that's the kind of relationship, you know, that we're starting to forge as a team as well. And I think that that's important. Have you guys have either of you read The Tipping Point and Good to Great?
I have not.
Okay. Gregory?
Are you talking Good to Great by
Jim Collins?
Oh, yeah, I read that.
Okay. So in Good to Great, it talks about the flywheel, on how the flywheel in, like, you know, manufacturing, it goes very slow. It's like it's almost not moving. Then it goes a little bit more, and then it goes a little bit more. But it's like forever. It's like, why is this thing not moving? And then all of a sudden, the momentum starts to shift, and that flywheel just, it's like wham, and it's just moving with so much momentum. In The Tipping Point, they talk about like a tipping point moment where things, you know, it's interesting because with Sam Walton with Walmart, you know, somebody came up and interviewed him and said, you know, Mr. Walton, you know, what's it like to be an overnight success? And he just started laughing, and he's like, yeah, didn't research very well. And so the graph is, I think it was the first 20 years, they had built it up to 35 stores. So it took him 20 years to get the system in place. and then all of a sudden once the system's in place, then it's, you know, replicable. And so so that's important for people to understand that it's not a quick fix, it's not an overnight. I mean, this is something that, I mean, not that it could be all of that. So like in business, I equate it to the accountant, you know, and the salesperson. And both, you know, both have to, mindsets have to be present. The accountant in planning for the year, budgeting, and conserving money, not spending everything, the accountant needs to be present. Otherwise, you don't, you spend all your money and you end up going out of business. Because there's all these great ideas, everything's going to work. And then the salesperson, you know, mindset that, you know, the accountant says it's going to take some time, we're going to build it slow and consistently. The salesperson's like, no way, we're going to see success. And so it's almost like you're, you know, bipolar in that type of perspective where it's, you have two very different perspectives. One is that it's going to take some time, which I'm preparing you, both of you in the group, for that. So if that happens, you guys aren't disappointed. You're like, okay, yeah, Mark said it would happen, and it'll be fun, and so we'll have fun. And there'll be benefit. There'll be financial benefit for all of us, even if it's a small group. As a matter of fact, in many ways, a small group is easier to make money on than a large group. And so I need to prepare you guys for that. And then I need you, you know, but then, as soon as you're prepared for that, then we say, forget this, let's have 50 people or 100 people the first time show up. And so how do you have both of those mindsets, you know, in the same person? Any other questions on that before we dive into kind of, part two of this?
Not to take us off track of the idea, because the ideas are, in the hedgehog, it's basically, and I just had to check online, it's just moving toward one big clear idea for the hedgehog, or the fox, which is chasing after a lot of little ideas quickly. So I'm on track with what you were just saying. Here's my question, and again, I don't want to get too detailed, but I want to focus in on what the massive pre-sales looks like getting into that meeting. Is, do you have, is there something I missed, or is there maybe a quick 30-second elevator pitch to say, listen, here's what I'm doing, I'd like to invite you, because here's what it can do for you?
Sure. I always like to make my elevator speech based on the person's challenge.
Okay.
So more effective.
So, like the first question you asked me when I called you just out of the blue, not out of the blue, but I think it was an important step, you know, was led to call you, and you said, Kevin, what's the biggest challenge you're facing in your business right now?
Right.
Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah.
And they're saying, well, why are you asking that? I just want to know.
Yeah, I just want to
know. Why do you want to know?
Or,
but see, I know you, Mark, and when you said it, I was more than happy to share that. There's going to be people unlike me that will be very curious as to why I asked that in the first place.
So a lot of times,
so,
the best defense is a good offense, and so a lot of times it's in the front end. If there are people you haven't talked to in a while, you know, what you do is put on the front end. You put on the front end and you go ahead and just say, I've been thinking about you, you know, recently, and I was just curious. You know, what's the biggest challenge, you know, that you're facing in any area of your business or life? You put that front end, it's like, I've just been thinking about you, and I was just curious. And so it often answers most people's questions. If it's a brand new person, like, I'm not sure, Lucas isn't here, but he's getting his own business. We're partnering up to help him start a business. And so he'll be in coaching, he'll be in virtual assistant development, he'll be in a whole bunch of different things, selling IP. And so he's going to go ahead and take a lot of the stuff we have, and he's going to go ahead and, you know, leverage that and do some great, exciting things together. And so I asked him, I said, go out and talk to people. You know, just say, what's the biggest challenge you're facing in any area of your business or life? And it took him some while to do it, 2-3 weeks to do it. And he finally said, you know, I'm just going to do it. So he's talking to a guy at the sauna, and, you know, when he's working out, and he finds out he's a Navy SEAL or a Navy recruiter. And so I don't know how he did it. The three of you, I think, are very good at small talk. I'm not so good. But the three of you guys are good at small talk. And so he's just like, so what do you do? I'm in a, you know, Navy recruiter. Oh, really? Huh, that's interesting. So what's your day look like? I mean, what do? You know, tell me a little bit about what you do. So this is a total stranger. And then he starts doing
right.
So if you ask those two setup things, then you say, so, huh, that's interesting. So as soon as somebody tells you what they do, you go, huh, that's interesting. And then you go, what does that look like? What do you do on a daily basis? And you go, huh, that's interesting. So what's the biggest challenge you're facing in any area of your business, what you do? And it's
okay.
Like people will just open up. And so you take into account who you're talking to. You take into account, and if you go ahead and say, what's your biggest challenge? They say, why are you asking? You probably haven't done the setup as well as you could. It's okay. It's not a big deal. Not fatal. You just go,
right.
I don't know. I was just curious. You could say, you know, I'm part of a mastermind group, and, you know, we've shared our biggest challenges with one another. It's just amazing on how quick you go, how deep you go with people, how quick. It's just how much you know about them and how they can help you and how people really are interested in you and what you're doing. And, I mean, it's just really neat. And so if you take their biggest challenge, and then sometimes you just wait a day or so and you call them back. If you wait a day or so, it's more effective. If you have a day or so to wait, you go, you know, I was thinking about your biggest challenge. Like people are impressed when you're asking that question. People are more impressed when you come back a day or so later. Say, I was thinking about your biggest challenge, and it hit me that, you know, there's this new group that's starting. It's a mastermind seminars. It's a bunch of different people from different industries coming together to learn how to build what's called a BOSS system, business operating system, to connect with other businesses and to connect in the community. So it's community business partnerships. How do you build profitable community business partnerships where it creates win-win for everybody? It's a lunch and learn. You know, all you do is you know, we just come together, and it's pretty cool. All you have to do is pay for your lunch, and, you know, there's no additional cost. And you learn, you know, learn some things, connect with some pretty cool people. I think it's, you know, I think that it would help you in, and then you repeat back their biggest challenge.
Awesome. Are you recording this?
Yes.
Awesome. I want to get a recording of that. That's it. That's perfect. I've written down most of it, but my hand kind of cramped up. I was going so fast.
Yeah.
So good. I like that. That makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, we're part of a startup of a new church out in Aurora, Harvest Bible Chapel of Aurora, and the senior pastor,
yeah.
He and I went out to breakfast, and I asked him that question. I said, so what's the biggest challenge that you're facing in any area of your ministry? And he, you know, answered it, da-da-da-da. And then, I don't know, 6 months later, you know, I came up and I said, oh, by the way, Pastor, I was just following up, praying for you some and thinking about you. How you doing on this? And he looked at me and he's like, wow.
You remember
that. And so it's really easy, actually. You know, it's really easy to remember people's biggest challenge. You just connect. It's like a name almost. And so you say,
right.
If you can help them out in their biggest challenge, that opens up the door for you to go ahead and connect with them very, very quickly.
So when someone says to you, so what's your angle? What's in it for you?
Yeah, you don't get very many of those, especially as you get more confident in what you're doing. Like, I don't
right.
think, like, I can't remember anybody ever saying that to me. Maybe
right.
it didn't.
And the reason I said it is not that I can't say it, it's that I have to work hard at doing what other people do naturally, and that's come across with less energy and more because I'm wired like a nuclear reactor.
That's why you would get it. If you go ahead and if people perceive that you're pushing yourself onto other people, they're perceiving you're selling something.
Right.
And so what you do is to prevent that from happening, it's just nonchalant. It's like, I mean, if somebody doesn't want to give it to you, you don't care. See,
I don't need. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's for
the benefit. Yeah, that's good. I totally get that.
So if somebody says, "So what's that for me?" You're like, you can't see me, but you're like, I'm like, what do you mean? I mean, it's like,
because the reason I'm joining is because I can see how this is going to help me with my business.
Right.
They're not charging me to give me their ideas. This is just a way for us all to work together, and maybe we can figure it out.
Right. So you could have a dumbfound look. Like, if you come back with a really clean, crisp, explanation, you sound like a slick salesperson.
Right. No, absolutely.
But if you come back with this dumbfound, I don't even understand your question. I don't even understand your question. They're like, well, what's it? And then I'm stunned. I'm like, I don't even understand your question. I don't know. I guess what's in it for me is I found that when I help other people, they help me. I mean, if I could. I don't know. I'm curious. Some of it's curious. I don't know why I'm curious. Why am I curious? I don't know. I guess I'm just a little kid at heart. So curiosity, why is somebody curious?
Right.
So it's like,
there's something that intrigues them. There's something that I'm interested. Because, when you said that, that's interesting. You said that for a reason. Maybe you could share. Something triggered in you. You had to go back to something else and trying to figure that out. And maybe you could share what that was. You said, maybe I'm a little kid. But there's something at the core of what a kid is to you that drives you. Is that where you find your most passionate, or where you can be the best at who you are, or what drives you, or what?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Well, a child is fearless. So we have our...
That is perhaps one of the greatest things you have said. Not that you haven't said amazing things, because, I sat on the thing the other day for 2 hours, and it was like time went by. Like, it was just exactly great information, but it was the experience of being around the people.
But let me add to that. Okay, let me add, because there's more than that. They're
no
fearless.
Fear.
They're open. They have fun. They learn. So it's like the pure nuclear reactor. The pure nuclear reactor of all personalities is in a young child.
Yep.
And so they can be transparent. They can get away with anything. They can be honest with you.
Right.
Say, Grandpa, why are you fat?
Right.
or anything.
Right.
They can do anything, and so it's like it breathes.
Or they come,
in life.
Right. They sit on your lap and poke your nose. Why do you got a big nose, Grandpa?
Right.
This is interesting.
Right.
And they have no malice. They're moving your nose, and they're looking at it, and they're focused on it, and they're looking at you and the nose, and they're just happy to be with you, and you know it.
Right. Right. And so, it's like a fairy tale. Like, it's like a world that, why do kids, one of the most significant training that I've ever had, coaching that I've ever had, has come in 10 seconds. So when I was in Nashville, and a group of people went ahead and said, I said something about coaching, something about learning. And they're like, well, you seem to learn from you know, anyone, I have a hard time learning from people. I'm like, oh, it's so easy. And then all of a sudden, I made eye contact with a baby, a little baby girl in a car seat. And she looked at me, and then she smiled. And I'm like, my mind is racing, and I smiled back. And I'm like, I just learned something in 10 seconds from a total stranger, a baby. And I'm like, why does everybody love babies? It's because they're so open, they're so transparent, they're fun. They just smile at you, and you're like, you can't help but falling
right.
in love with them.
They're vulnerable, and they have no fear.
Right, right. And then another...
They're vulnerable, and they don't know they're vulnerable. They're just
they don't
acceptable.
Care. You know?
No.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they know or don't or whatever, but they're just... And so another significant event is I walked out of the Lifetime Fitness, and I'm going to the car, and all of a sudden there's this, you know, there's this woman probably in her 30s, I'm guessing, and she's got this little boy, you know, that I don't know, is probably 3 or 4, and he's jumping around. Their energy is just, you know,
yeah.
their energy is
yeah.
just, like, so much. And he's dancing, and she's holding on, and he's like, Mommy! She's like, yeah. And all of a sudden, just his voice, Mommy! And she's like, yeah. And then it's like, you know, men could learn. You know, here's a little boy, and he gets a grown woman excited. How? Mommy! Blue car! He's like, yeah, blue car! I'm like, whoa, that's amazing. I mean, here's a little boy getting a grown woman excited about a blue car.
Conference recording started.
I want to know how to do that.
Right.
Right. You know?
Right. Well, enthusiasm is infectious. And it as long as it's done with sincerity and if we're honestly coming forward into that conversation with no expectations, then we're not trying to sell.
The thing
is, it's a matter of sharing. I'm going to share with you for free because I think that this is good. This is fun. It's
well, the
blue car.
There is no
blue car. I'm going to run in. You know what? If I can get somebody there by just saying blue car. I think I've got it. But yeah, if that's it. It's
and there's
car,
no
car.
Like you put a condition on it, as long as it's sincere. It doesn't have to be sincere. The little boy, he wants a hug from his mom. He wants, I don't know. See, they don't care. See, there's no conditioning, because when it's like, well, am I sincere? Am I not sincere? I mean, because then it causes, when people put conditions like speak the truth in love. Just speak the truth for crying out loud. Because as soon as with me, I don't want any conditions. You speak the truth. What if it's not in love? I don't care. Truth is powerful. You know what? I don't need the love. It's fine. It's okay. So no conditions. It's like, well, as long as those there are no ulterior motives. I mean, I don't know. I mean, when a little girl, she's got ulterior motives with her father. There's no question about
sure.
it. She blinks her eyes. She cocks her head to the right side. She looks at him and smiles.
Right.
She wants something from him.
No matter what age that little girl is.
No matter what age that little girl is. And so it's built within their DNA. And so it's all of these. So what it does is that you get a bunch of people that have that kind of mindset. You know, and it's just crazy what will happen. Now, one of the things, and we're just about time up, this is what happens. Gregory, you know, don't feel bad about jumping in. Do you know, Gregory, that you have magic inside of you that needs to be mined, pulled out, that will transform the group forever?
I do.
Okay, do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, so there's something, and I don't know that we'll be able to. Do you both have to take off now?
I can hang on a little bit. I want to hear what Greg has to say.
Gregory?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I don't think it'd take more than 10 minutes. Here's the magic, one of the magical pieces. So, Gregory, you attended every one of the organizational meetings in person. The last couple phone calls you haven't been on the calls, or the first couple. Why is that?
I just missed them.
Okay, so here's the magical piece. There's something about in person that people will tend to attend, whereas they don't value a phone call as much as they do an in-person when you have a group of people. So if you have 5 or 10 people and you have it in person, people will place a higher priority on that in person than they will 5 or 10 people getting together over the phone. And I didn't know why that was until right now. And the reason for that is people don't know how to go ahead and people don't know how to have a conversation like Kevin and I just had. Normally, that's reserved for in person. And so it's not as fun. It's not as deep, it's not as passionate, it's not as, it's just not, it doesn't have the energy that comes from, from the in-person. And so what we need to do is at some point, maybe I love killing stuff right now. So, okay, here we go. We'd like to welcome each and every individual to Mastermind Seminars. Hi, my name is Mark Borsma, President of Synergy Solutions. If you have any questions on, we're going to do a short interview here that's pretty amazing. And if you do have any questions, connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. If you're overseas, you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. The individual that passed this along to you wanted you to listen to it because the in Mastermind Seminars, community business partnerships, we can work, when we work together, we can accomplish so much more than we ever do on our own. And the Houston chapter gets together on Mondays at 7 a.m. for a phone conversation, conference call, webinar. The Chicago area, which the Houston area is focused in on stopping child trafficking, they've raised over $30,000 to stop child trafficking, and there's over 100, the businesses that are involved have generated over $110,000 in additional sales. It's a win-win for everybody. Everybody gains benefit. Everybody makes money. It's not just the community base. It's the business. It's not just the business. It's the community base working together. One of the challenges that often are within or the core group is that when you get together for an organizational meeting for breakfast, let's say, by and large, most people are going to show up. But when you do that, when you do a phone call is not the same. People don't place the same value on the phone call that they place on the in-person, and that's unfortunate. And so the people that are involved in these, you'll get as much, sometimes more, on the phone, on a conference call on the phone in the webinar, than you will in person. So if you want to listen, you want to make sure you make that phone call a top priority, for sure, without question. Kevin, I know that you've been faithful every single week. This week you're not feeling good, and yet you still made it a priority. Why, Kevin, is it so important, in your opinion, that every week get together for half an hour on the phone. Why is that so important? Why is it so critical for you?
I come with like a blank slate. It's like I know that, but with anticipating that since the first time I've been on these things, that something inside of me, it's like it not only attracts me, but it's just like I'm excited. I literally get excited about hearing the ideas that are being shared, and it gives me energy, and it gives me focus when I go back to do my business or when I go back to do anything in my day, whether it's just cleaning the garage or being with my kids or being with my wife or being with friends or doing anything or doing business. It doesn't matter. I have a, it's exciting because I'm tapping into something that is allowing me to stop focusing on the details, but looking at the bigger picture and saying, man, I'm excited about doing life. And it doesn't matter how I feel that day, whether I have had a good day or I haven't had it. It doesn't matter. It's like I'm going to get on this call, and there's going to be a free flow of ideas, and maybe it'll help me at least get above the challenges I'm facing in my life or in my business to look at solutions and or not care, just to have fun and to be part of something that's bigger than I am, and although I am big, but I'm it's something that it's exciting and it leads me to a place that I wanted to be like when I was a kid.
No, and that's awesome. Thanks, Kevin. And Gregory, you know, you've missed a couple. You didn't miss any of the in person, the breakfast that we had together, but you've missed a couple of the phone calls. The being on today's session that we just finished up, and we said let's do an interview on Kevin and Gregory. Gregory, do you think that the previous sessions that you missed were as exciting or more exciting than these sessions? What are your thoughts?
Well, not having been on them, it's kind of hard to assess whether or not I would have enjoyed them or not, but I'm certainly in alignment with your thinking on the meeting live. What we maybe could do to make it a little bit more personal is plug into a conference call that also maybe has some video on it. I don't know if the technology is ready for that or not, but that is something that I think would help with our cause that way of being able to generate the connectability and stuff with the folks in our group.
See, it's interesting on that. There is, you can do Google Hangouts, I think it is, and you can have a group of people that will do that. And so the key is what we're doing is forging, you know, not building, but forging, like you can visualize, steel coming together and being connected.
Yeah.
And every time we get together, that steel becomes stronger, that connection becomes stronger. So there's key pieces in the previous sessions that are critical for your success, Gregory, and your connection. And so, like, you don't ever know by not participating in any one of these, you don't know what you've lost through not participating.
Right.
And I think most people in life, it's like they kind of, let's use church as an example. So they're like, yeah, I'm going every week to church or synagogue or mosque or whatever. And, and I miss one, I miss one week. It's not that big a deal. But you don't know it's not that big a deal. Maybe that one situation would have been a life changer and you just got sloppy and undisciplined.
Yep.
So I think we tend to, with consistent things, we familiarity breeds contempt, and so it's like, so there. That's why the Chicago one records it, so you can actually go back and listen.
Ah.
And that's why Houston records theirs, so people can go back and listen, because there's natural laws that are shared, there's principles that are shared, and so, you know, Kevin, every time he and I connect, what's happening is there's a language, a philosophy, a way of thinking that's being transferred between the two of us. That process is actually in a system. It's systematized. It's called natural laws or career success. And so there's natural laws. There's over 250 of them that have been discovered, and there's more that are being discovered every single week throughout the world from people throughout the network. And so if you're listening to the rebroadcast of this, I can't emphasize how important it is for you to be disciplined in showing up. Each group's a little different. We encourage about a half an hour. You could do 10 or 15 minutes. There's something special about getting together every single week over the phone. It's convenient. You don't have to travel. Even if you're not feeling good, you can get on the phone, you know, kind of battle through it. And so Tom and I, some of our best, Tom Kuntz, most recent past president of Century 21, he and I co-authored a book, Community Business Partnerships, and that really was the kind of the birth, the conception of the entire mastermind seminar process. And Tom, you know, led the largest real estate franchise in the world, over 140,000 sales professionals in over 70 different countries. Tom was also on the board of Easter Seals, and he went ahead and raised over $100 million for Easter Seals.
Wow.
And you, everyone who's a part of this has a connection into Tom. And so community-based organizations, when business people get connected into community-based organizations, that's where people are. And where people are, needs are. And where needs are, there's business opportunities. The hardest part is getting into that community-based organization, because what do you have to offer them and their constituents, their people, the people who are their parishioners, whoever that is, you know, the voters in government, you know, what do you have of value to give? Well, what's the same thing that's true with almost any community-based organization is they need money.
Yep.
When they hear that you're connected to somebody who's raised over $100 million for Easter Seals, everybody knows Easter Seals, so it's a legitimate organization. And when you say you know somebody, you're working, you're connected with somebody who's raised over $100 million for Easter Seals, there's not an organization I've met with that doesn't want to talk to Tom, because they want to know how he did that. And so Tom and I, some of our best conversations have been on Christmas Eve, on New Year's Eve, on one of the other holidays, where it's an interesting, we may have 10, 15, 20, 30 people that attend, you know, a session, a group, a weekly mastermind group. But then the holidays come, and often everybody takes off besides Tom and I. We love it, because then it's just he and I chat. I've asked him a number of times. I said, Tom, I'm just intrigued. You never miss anything. I mean, you're there on the holidays, and you're there whenever. And that 7 a.m. morning session on Mondays, that's 5 a.m. his time, because he's Pacific time. So if you're listening to the rebroadcast, attend every single week. Hopefully your group has the capability to record the sessions. If you miss a week for whatever reason, then listen to the recording. Not as good as being there, but there's key things that you're going to miss if you don't listen to that are important for your success. And often people who aren't consistent don't see the success, and then they scratch their head and wonder, well, maybe it's because you missed that one key lesson.
Yeah.
You know, or kind of like school. You know, well, I missed a day of school, it's not that big a deal. Well, maybe not, but it's a big deal here, because things move so fast. Concepts move so quickly. So much is shared in a short period of time. And so it's critical. If you want to participate and sit in on the Houston group or the Chicago group, you're free to do that to see how the groups are run and how these, you know, how people get connected and how people bring value, why people are excited about it. And so a Monday, 7 a.m. Central Time, you can call in either the, and then on Saturday, 7:30 a.m. So purposely early. So, you know, by and large, most people aren't going to have something going. So the Houston group is on Monday at 7 a.m. The Chicago group is on Saturday at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. And the phone number is 218-862-7200. That's 218-862-7200. And the access code is 473-678. That's 473-678. God bless. You guys have an amazing day.
Thank you.
All right. Just a second here. Anything else that you have, Gregory?
Nope. That's good. I'm good for now. I got to get the, maybe to those recordings.
Okay. We'll get you access to them.
Okay. I'll
okay, thanks.
It.
Bye. Okay. Kevin, anything else that you have?
Yeah, just trying to think now in more specifics, because I've been looking here while you've been talking. I've been looking at Google Hangouts. This could be a really interesting way once we start getting the local community businesses, once we've made a connection, so that the people within that community or hear it, whether it's the core group or whether it's, because I like the, let me focus because I'm in the fox mode. Let me get to the hedgehog mode. Okay. I see that if we can use the Google Hangout too, I like the raving fan because we can all see the same visual thing, but there's like a live feed, and I know people sometimes don't like to be seen. They don't like their picture taken, and they don't like their own image, but it is kind of cool to have four or five people in on the same phone call, and you can see everybody, even if you can't be in person. Like, business people are like, oh, not another meeting. They're like, but if it's 5, 20 minutes, whatever, 15 minutes, but you're there at your desk and you can see everybody, I don't know how that would work, but I think that could be a great tool as we build this thing in the Warrenville area, as we build it in this whole area, where even the people that are brand new to invite to say, hey, why don't you come to a Google Hangout? It goes across platforms, whether you're a PC or a Mac, and you can see everybody and we can at least, you know, talk with each other. And for some people, like, and I agree, some people like Greg, that would, might be a nice little way to, you know, to include people. Maybe people would like that.
Cool.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, people, you know, I mean, I think people, it has a lot of meaning to people. Most people, have you ever seen the movie Daredevil?
No. Who's that with?
I have no idea. I'm not good with names of actors, and so, you know, or people.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
So I'd get that movie. That movie will reveal a lot about me.
Oh, okay. Ben Affleck, Jennifer Gardner. Yeah, I see who you're talking about. Okay.
And so
that will reveal a lot about who you are.
Right.
Okay. Done.
So the thing is, you know, Daredevil, the superhero, you know, he's blind. And so he loves to get his opponents in the dark, because that's when he's best. And so blind people develop tremendous skills in listening, and so blind people can see better than people who can see, because they've fine-tuned their listening skills so high.
Mm.
And so because I've worked the phones for, you know, 23 years, my listening skills are so fine-tuned that I can go ahead and know emotion, feeling. I mean, I can see people as good or maybe better than you can see them in person. Very few people have those gifts. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what that means other than anybody in sales should learn how to do that because it can double their income. That doesn't take away from people who feel they need to see something. You know, that doesn't take away from that. And the Google Hangouts is, you know, is there's more and more people that are doing that kind of thing. So we can put that as a to-do, a look into. In answer to your question, Mark is the one that, you know, Elkins is the one that's setting up the location. And so I haven't heard any new news on that. And then Katrina is the one that's marketing it. And so Lucas is working on getting his database. So the assignment last week was to get everybody to get their databases over to Katrina in an Excel format.
And right. I don't know how to do that. I mean, I can look at it. I've got a couple of them, but it's
What you do is email me or email Katrina and say, this is what I've got. This is the software, technology, or whatever I've got. This is what I'm using. Your email, you know, what email. And so you have a Gmail account, right?
I don't.
Okay.
I do, and I
most
do, but I don't
technology,
use
any... Most email technology has, it's building a database behind
CPS.
The scenes for you. So tell us what you have email-wise. You know, do you use Excel? Do you use Outlook? You know, what do you use? Do you use QuickBook? I mean, what do you use that could capture data? And then Katrina can help you, give you direction, or somebody in the network can do that. Then what she'll do is put together a flyer for the first event, an email, an HTML. She'll work with her design team to put together a really nice email to announce the first event that then she could send out to your group on your behalf. Like, it could look like it's coming from you. You'd see it before you'd approve everything, all of the copy. So we'd have Area 1 marketing, you know, moving forward. Area 2 pre-sales and the sales is getting everybody in the group to go ahead and agree to calling, you know, five of their friends a week or whatever and say, here are five people that I'm going to give a personal invitation to.
Good. Right.
Or one, or whatever we decide as a group.
Email first, follow-up second.
It can go either way or both simultaneously. You know, so if you're talking before you send an email, you know they're in your group. You can go ahead and know that there is an email coming, and you can say, you can talk to them first and say, oh, you know, within a few days I'm going to, you know, have an email sent out to you. Or you could send out an email. The technology she used, she'll set up everyone in their own account. And so nobody has access to your database except, you know, to you and anybody you give permission to, like Katrina. And then and nothing gets sent out to your database unless it's approved by you. And and she can actually train you on how to send it out if you wanted to, or you could just have her do it on your behalf. And so with that technology, it will show who opens and who clicks through. So if you have a LinkedIn, you can also download your LinkedIn database to it. I don't know if you can do that with Facebook. I'm not sure. But LinkedIn, I know you can. And so if you use, you know, Katrina can either, you know, report to you, or she can show you how to log in and get that information and everything. And so she can get all that set up. And so let's say you have 300 people, you know, you're probably not going to call all 300. Who should you call? You probably ought to call the people who, maybe you send out 300, maybe 50 people open the email. And of those 50 people, maybe 10 people click through. Well, the click through are the ones that read the message and said, huh, I'm interested enough to find out more information. Those are your hottest prospects. And so you'd call those people.
Okay.
So,
she can send the email. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
She sends the email, click through, I call, best deal.
Yep. And then you just go ahead and you can do, that's where you're combining your marketing, pre-sales, and sales efforts together. And then what you can also do is you can just pick up the phone and start calling people, go through your Rolodex and say, okay, you know, here's people, or who comes to mind, you know, and start calling people.
Hmm.
So what you're seeing...
Meeting?
What's that?
Date for meeting?
It's the third Thursday. I think at noon.
Okay.
On a developmental perspective, what you're seeing me do is I see something that people globally have challenges with, and then what I do is I do a recording, often right then and there, as you saw, and then I clip that, and then I put that into the technology, so every other group in the country, every other group in the world can use that session. Like, they don't know... Other groups are not going to know how to facilitate a group like I can, probably. They're not going to know how to draw people out, and then they don't have the technology. So even if they could see it, it's very hard for people to capture these little nuggets. So you'll see me...
Vicarious.
What's that?
Vicarious.
Right. So you'll see me continually taking out little nuggets, clipping those, putting those, and then putting them into some type of website so you have progressional things. So these sessions that we're doing here are not just for Chicago. There's probably, just saying God's blessed us, and so not because we're great, but there's probably no other group that has the technology and the understanding and the insights that Chicago does. So Chicago becomes the parent that gets reproduced all over the world. So what we're doing in Chicago is not just for Chicago. Probably every other chapter in the world will use everything we develop.
Excellent.
Which means that anybody that's involved in Chicago immediately gets a worldwide presence.
Got it.
Make sense?
Absolutely.
Any other questions?
Next call, Katrina, CBS, my database. Then follow through on the click-through.
Yep. And then managing up and out to the whole group. So when you do that, you get their emails, put them into a group, get a Gmail account for sure. So for sure get a Gmail email account. I mean, you want that. Because that opens you up to a whole world of Google Docs and a bunch of other things that business-wise will just make your life rock.
Trina knows that Google email. Because I have one, I don't use it. I had to use it to set up the account for other things. I don't use it. I use a different way. I use what I got. So, but she
yeah, you'll want it probably. What do you use?
Well, I have a Mac, so I use iCal for my calendar, and then I also use mail through...
Okay. So I would seriously look at, actively using your Gmail account, because your calendar in Gmail, everybody gets a free calendar. And so I can give you access to my calendar by a couple clicks. So you could get access to my calendar, I can get access to your calendar. And so what happens is, Google's kind of taking over the world by giving away a bunch of free stuff, and they're standardizing everything so everybody can be on the same system, which is really, really powerful in momentum.
Katrina, sick, best time to reach.
You can just email her. You can just email her, and then on Monday, if you want to call on Monday, I don't know. She usually works on Saturday, but my guess is she may not today. But email her and have her give you a call whenever she's available. When you manage up and out to everybody else, like if you went ahead and emailed everybody that, has been in previous emails, if you put them in a group, you email everybody and say, these are the assignments for today. And so one of the things about Gregory is he didn't have, he just kind of, he says, yeah, I just kind of forgot. It kind of slipped my mind. Well, if people are emailing, like, what you want to do is you want to get the progress that you're making, you want everybody else to make the same progress.
Encouraging exponential growth.
Right, so you, as they see you, you become then a leader. As they see you, then they start to replicate it. So now you don't have yours and my database. You have yours, mine, and Lucas's. And then Mark's, and then Edward's, and then Gregory's, and then Katrina's. And so you start to expand. Now it's exponentially, it's you know, multiplier effect.
Looking for that email list you had sent out, so you don't have to reduplicate that. Can't find it.
Yeah, I can. I'll probably do a quick summary or something here, and then you'll have them all because they'll be CC'd, and then you just build a group. You just build a group of people.
So, are you already tapped into Porowski? Porowski's working with you?
Yeah, Bob. Used to go ahead and be an employee of Synergy 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
I just saw his name pop up.
Yes, he's doing a number of different things with us.
So Ed Kirch, is he part of the core that I don't know about?
Yes.
Mark Elkins, Gregory Holman, Angela, not Angela, that's your wife or... someone you know.
Angela is my daughter, one of my daughters.
Okay, so I'm seeing the CC on one of yours. So that's Ed, Mark, Greg.
Well, if you have a CC, is it on this session? Is it?
No, it's on a different one. I trust everybody's Christmas went well. I started the CC and some down on Christmas, and I worked at 2:45 a.m.
Oh,
as soon as I got that, I laughed. I'm like,
yeah, so what you want to do is, again, cut things down. Cut the words down. Keep it short. It's
yes.
Keep, don't ever say any more words than you have to say, because it reduces the effectiveness of all your words.
The only way a lawyer can say less is to talk more.
Maybe the reverse. The only way a lawyer can say more is to talk less.
Right, exactly. Well, the reverse would be true, wouldn't it? Those are corollaries.
But yeah, you want as few, little of communication as you can, because little is more. Okay, what other questions do you
take? Katrina is your daughter?
She is one of my daughters. I have four daughters and three sons.
Okay. Because I see a lot of boars pop up on this, and I'm like, okay. Okay, so tiedyegirl@gmail.com, that's her. I send my stuff to her, and then she connects, and then that's how we do it.
Yes, that would be one way. Yep.
Have a great day.
All right, buddy. If you are listening to the rebroadcast of this, if you have any questions, again, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. God bless, and have a great day. Bye-bye.